This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
During the Agritourism Edition stop at Hermitage Farm, we were joined by Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet Secretary Mike Berry, who took a ride around the farm with owner Steve Wilson, who is a four-time National Carriage Driving Champion. Berry said Hermitage Farm is a true example of agritourism.
This really gets to the core of one of the important parts of the Kentucky tourism effort, and that is to support our agriculture industry while also drawing people to Kentucky. And those of us who are Kentucky natives love to get out and enjoy things like this.
Berry says the Agritourism Edition series is showcasing the agriculture industry with one example, App Harvest.
Somebody told me the other day that it's like the App Harvest facility that's up around Moorhead is like the third largest building in the world as far as an indoor facility.
He adds bison, state parks, the Kentucky Derby have also been a great part of the story.
We've talked about bourbon and in Bardstown, of course. We've talked about state parks and visited the bison herd at Big Bone Lick. We celebrated the Kentucky Derby with the executive director of the State Racing Commission.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Secretary Mike Berry said another Agritourism Edition highlighted the growing number of wineries with a stop at Purple Toad in Paducah.
A lot of folks, when they got out of the tobacco business, found out that the same good soil that can grow tobacco will grow grapes.
Sure.
So wineries have become very popular.
For those following the Agritourism Edition, there's still more to come.
At the State Fair, as we celebrate agriculture across the Commonwealth, and we're going to go to far eastern Kentucky at Jenny Wiley State Park.
Also on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.